Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach & Company of Sandy Beach. Try the best ribs you'll ever eat. Get $20 off delicious barbecue for just $10 at BW's Smoke & Barrels Barbecue. That's $20 of mouth-watering BW's ribs for just $10. It's today's deal of the day from My Perks. Remember, the perks to living in Western New York are just a few clicks away. GetMyPerks.com. Do that. And just a reminder, as we told you earlier, if you would like to find out where the next three trips are, and these three trips, if you looked at a globe, literally in different parts of the earth on the globe, which is really, really cool. If you would like to find out, we've done 10 trips already with AAA, and we're going to be a week from tomorrow. Viking will be in town to address the three trips we're taking. At the Hilton Garden Inn, 4201 Genesee Street, across from the airport. That's Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, the 19th at 6 p.m. And let's see, here's the number to call, so make sure we'll save you space. 1-844-688-7477, and we will save your spot. 1-844-688-7477. Bring a little mini calendar. Bring a pen so you can write down some notes or something like that so you'll know the dates. And we also have brochures, nice full-color brochures. And there'll be some goodies, coffee and cookies and things like that. Mr. Joseph Beamer, you've been collecting some Facebook while we've been chit-chatting away.
Yes, Sandy. And when it comes to the impeachment, by the way, all three things we are talking about, able for comment on the Facebook page. So
very nice.
Get commenting.
Yep.
Andrew says, I will not be watching the impeachment. I will be spending my time doing something else. It is time they leave this president alone and let him work on his policy and maybe cleaning out his administration.
Well, Nikki Haley has a new book, and she slams some former members of his council who had counsel with the president as trying to take the president out and asking her to help. And she said no, all right, which is good. She refused to be involved with it. And Nikki Haley stepped down, as you know, from her post to do other things. But she supported the president, and we support Nikki Haley. Very, very nice. But when he picked out, when they pick out all these people at once, I think it's the worst vetting job I've ever seen in my life. It looked like half of them are turncoats. Half of them didn't like him in the first place. I don't get that. Why do you bring people into your inner circle and going to have turmoil to start with?
I was interested that, of all people, Sandy, it was Nikki Haley. Because remember, when she left her post at the UN, a lot of people said she was, you know, anti the Trump administration.
She wasn't.
She was one of the people in there that were trying to create, and it seems she was the one trying to turn these people away.
It would be, I think it would be really tough in the president's shoes to know that a great deal of the number of the people that you brought in turned out to fizzle and be backstabbers and leave. I don't know. I don't know if they have a committee that brings names to the president. You couldn't possibly know all these people. That'd be impossible, especially since he wasn't in government or the military before this. If he was, he'd perhaps know that he picked a lot of bad people, as far as I'm concerned. Were you guys surprised that there were that many brought in right at the beginning of his tenure?
Well, we knew he wasn't joking when he said D.C.'s a swamp, but I didn't realize how infested it was.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
It's really opened my eyes. You know, on Friday, someone texted in, I never believed in conspiracy theories until the Trump administration. And you know what? I was the same way. I would laugh off conspiracy theories, but everything President Trump has said that people laughed at, that people are still laughing at, have turned out in some way to be true, starting with the Obama administration listening in on his campaign.
They bugged his home in New York.
Yeah, and when he said it, they laughed, like they Joe said.
And then they found out that it was true.
Oops.
Yeah, exactly. and the word coup really gets to me, because they were talking about that lawyer who said the coup has begun, whereas we started to remove this guy from office. That was right at the beginning. And the writer said that we expect CNN to be a major player in this, and they're right. CNN.
Yet there are people that still stick up for the Democrats and continue to bury their head in the sand.
I've never seen anything like it in America. This is really banana republic stuff. I hope that they're very aggressive. They get to the bottom and they prosecute whoever they have to prosecute for wrongdoing if they can find that any laws were broken. I think that when you start off your first term as a president of the United States, it shouldn't be under the shadow of a coup, if you know what I mean. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. The impeachment hearings, are you going to watch them? Are you going to listen to them? Are you going to follow them? I intend to follow them as best I can. I'm sure that's knee-deep in muck, but I will follow them. Mickey Kearns, the judge ruled to the clerk that he did not have standing to bring a lawsuit refusing to disobey federal law by giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And as I saw some things in the paper, while anybody that would be against that is obviously it's a race thing. What a bunch of crap that is. It's a law thing. You ever understand what the law says?
Sandy, the left is so full of it right now.
They really are. It's they need Roto-Rooter to get through the day. And your Veteran Day stories. If you wore the uniform, I'd like to hear from you. I don't doesn't matter what branch you were in. Or where you were, it matters to us. We want to talk to you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We'll take a break and be back right after this. Let's go to Dennis in East Amherst. Dennis, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Dennis. What do you got for us today?
Well, a couple, three things here. Number one, your question on the delectability of food between the U.S. Navy and U.S. Air Force.
Yeah, who has the best food, do you know?
I have firsthand information on that.
Okay.
Because I started out in the Navy with 4 years and 3 months of active duty, followed by 4 years of active duty in the United States Air Force.
Wow, okay, good for you. Thank you for that.
I can tell you that the United States Air Force, when I was in, basically close to gourmet food.
Oh, really? Well, that's good.
Oh, and you, Sandy, I'm not exaggerating. I was all over the world in the Air Force, on all the continents, and so I ate in very, very many chow halls.
What did you do in the Air Force? What were your duties?
First, I was a weapons mechanic, and then later on, I was a flight line supervisor.
Wow. So it sounds like you had exciting tour duty.
Oh, Sandy, I never made any money, but I saw the whole world. Okay, I'd do it all over again. I started out in the Navy at $78 a month, okay?
Wow, all that.
Yeah. And so I'm over in Thailand, my last duty station in the Air Force, working on the flight line. When the major calls me up, I was shipping back within 2 months, and I knew I was getting out. This was late 1969. And he says, Fiegel, he says, I got a $7,000 reenlistment bonus for you. He said, and 3 years, assignment in England. And I says, the $7,000 is great, Major. But I said, you're only paying me now. I was up to $440 a month. I said, that's not enough. I said, I can make twice as much by getting out. And of course, he was about 50 years old at the time. He was a career man and worked himself up to enlisted. He was a major. And he starts shaking his head. He said, well, did you come back and see me right before you ship back? I said, yes, sir. I went back to the flight line. Never wanted to see that man again. He calls me back 2 weeks before I'm ready to go come back. And same spiel. And he says, I can't believe you're turning this down. I said, I got to do it. So Okay, so the rest is history on that.
Pretty tempting, though, $7,000.
Let me tell you, Sandy, in 1969, tax-free, by the way, because over in there, you know.
All right.
A lot of money back in 69.
Sure.
I bought two brand-new, almost Chevelle Supersports back then for $7,000. But anyways, so, but I, you know, God bless all the people that are serving today, both enlisted and officer, because whatever they're paying them today, it's a lot more, and that's good. They're earning it, okay? God bless them.
What is the difference, Dennis, between when you went in and when you got out in you? What is the difference in you as a person?
I grew up. I was 17 when I went in, and I was a man of 25 when I got out.
Wow. See, that's what they want to hear. Because that's what the Armed Forces has. They, you can grow up in a hurry. You can learn a trade. You can see a lot of the world. And I think it's very valuable, if you're interested in any of that, to check it out. I'm glad you served. Thank you, Dennis.
Yes, sir. And just real quick, on the political spectrum, the Democrats, they need to let President Trump run this country. And if that's all they have is that pencil neck geek chef, okay, then if you ever put him in the service, he'd get his butt kicked in about 2 hours.
Oh, I think so. I don't think he would last very long. And his eyes, he looks like a crazy man.
No, it's too much Adderall, I think.
Yeah. Well, thank you for wearing the uniform, and thanks for calling, because it was a great story. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Sandy.
Thank you, Dennis. Wow. At the end, say, here's $7,000.
Two Chevelle SSs?
Which is 1968. That's when he got out. Let's see. 68 is when I came to Buffalo. And you could get a new Corvette. You could easily get a new Corvette for that.
Yeah, GTO would have been just over 2,000, so you could have gotten two GTOs.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Selling both right now for $100,000 each.
Yeah, pretty nice. But I'm glad. And he said the Air Force. And here's a text to kind of back him up. Air Force has the best food, and they have the staff to pick up your plates when you're done.
Air Force gets picked on a lot, it seems.
How about that? You get waited on in the Air Force.
That's like the upper class of the military.
Yeah, my Uncle Bruno, who was a Navy man, he's the first guy I know that had a tattoo. He had the tattoo everybody in his age group had, the anchor. The anchor was on his forearm right here. And he was in the Navy. He was in a minesweeper. And he said that he thought the Navy had the best food. But the Army's getting the Air Force is getting some votes. Air Force has the best food, says this Marine. How about that?
Well, you know, we're talking about Veterans Day, and one of my favorite sporting events of the whole year is the Army-Navy game that's coming up sometime early in December. I don't have the exact date. But I love the back and forth, the ribbing that both sides
rivalry.
Do. Even during the game, you'll see videos from Navy guys ripping on Army guys or Army guys ripping on Navy guys. I love that kind of stuff.
And in the end, they're all on our side.
Yeah, then at the end of the game, they all get together, and it's beautiful.
You know, the military has such high standards, and we really look up to them. And then on the other side of the coin, we have the politicians, the ones who are beating the hell out of our president. But they're not going to beat him down, because we see this as an unfair fight. And now they don't even want the whistleblower to testify because of security. Oh, give me a break. First of all, the whistleblower's name's been out for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, and his picture with Obama's staff and various other Democrats.
Lovely. Gee. Let's go to my friend Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing okay. It is Veterans Day. Thank you for wearing the uniform. I know you were in the Army. Now, nobody's saying the Army has the best food, Don.
I only had problem with it a couple of times when I threw up. Other than that,
so how did you enjoy your time in the Army?
Let's put it this way: with the possible exception of Elvis Presley, no one had it easier than me as far as military service.
What did you have to do?
Hey, pardon?
What did you have to do?
I was a supply clerk once I got out of basic training. There was 600 of us that went to basic training together to Fort Dix, New Jersey. I was one person out of 600 that stayed at Fort Dix, New Jersey for my two-year enlistment. So right there, it's incredible.
Now, were you like Sergeant Bilko or something, where everybody, some other sergeant comes and says they could use this or they'd like one of these, and they get them from you?
Yes, for a while, but I didn't last in that very long. That they decided they needed a mail person, somebody that would do the mail, and I became the mailman for the company. Now, if there was any easier job than being a mailman in the military, everybody loved you because they couldn't wait to get mail.
Did you stay at Fort Dix, or did they put you somewhere else?
I stayed at Fort Dix. I got transferred, and I probably had the shortest transfer trip of anybody. It was within walking distance.
Yeah. Now, the last guy said that he did two terms. And they offered him $7,000 reenlistment pay. Did they try and keep you in with a lucrative offer like that?
They tried to keep me in, but I don't recall it being $7,000. Again, I was only in for 2 years. They did offer me something, but I turned it down. I thought about it for about a half a second, and that was about that.
Did the service change you? Were you a different guy when you came out than when you went in?
Completely.
How?
I mean, I lived at home all the time before that, and I never saw much of anything. I never experienced a whole lot. And getting out and being part of the military and this and that, it was a great experience. I had problems at home with my stepfather. I wrote you a...
I saw that. It was very moving, Don. There were things in there I didn't know, despite our friendship over all these years.
Yeah, well, sometimes things like that stay hidden, and I figured it was about time to expose that part of my life. And
very well written.
And let's see, what else is there? As far as the impeachment goes,
yep.
I'm going out today to buy a pair of boots so I can watch it.
Yeah, it's such a charade. They know, don't they know that the Republicans are not going to break rank in the Senate? It's just wasting our time. I think they're trying to use it as a campaign measure for their weak list of candidates. They're going to keep hammering this during the campaign, which is now, to kind of put a dark cloud over the president.
Absolutely. You know, I have a question.
Sure.
If ex-presidents Bush and Obama were in the similar situation that Trump is in right now, there wouldn't be any impeachment talk. There wouldn't be any of this stuff going on.
If there was impeachment talk with Obama, they'd say it was racist. It's because he's black. Bush, no. Same with Bush. I think that because neither one of them came into office with people that didn't like them. Apparently, Trump is loaded with people who didn't like them, and they could hardly wait to take it out on him as he was president. It's unfair. He's getting so many things done, and they're still hammering him.
Absolutely. You're 100% correct. That's exactly what's going on. And it's just a damn shame that we have to live through this crap. Yeah.
So when you were in the Army, you never got to Fort Devens, huh? Which was right around the corner from where we grew up.
No, the only time I was ever at Fort Devens, believe it or not, was we had a class reunion 10 years ago, and I stayed at a facility at Fort Devens. That was a nice
place to go. Okay, well, thank you, my friend. Thank you for wearing the uniform, and thank you for being my friend after all these years. Thanks for calling.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WPR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Yeah.
Yes, we wish the best to all the veterans on Veterans Day. I am not a veteran. To my dismay, they didn't want me. I can't imagine why. Actually, I was drafted and went to the Navy base in Boston and flunked out because of flat feet, believe it or not. That's an embarrassing thing. You know, if you flunk out, you want something a little more glamorous than flat feet. However, my father was in the Army. He was in the Pacific, a machine gunner in World War II. My Uncle Harold landed on the beaches at Normandy, and my Uncle Bruno was on a minesweeper. I'm very proud of the memory of all of them and all of you who wore the uniform and wear it proudly now. The country was different then, especially most of us start thinking about what happened in World War II. After the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, young men lined up at the recruiting office. And I saw a lot of things on TV yesterday about that time period, and it was a remarkable time period. And now we've got politicians who just, I think they're just dragging the country right down.
It's kind of strange. Lately, I lost my Uncle Frank not too long ago, and out of nowhere, I would say within a month, I've had two dreams about him. Now, my uncle served in the Army. He and my Uncle Wally, and I believe they were paratroopers.
Oh, and, really?
They fought in many different battles. But for some reason, it's like I've been having dreams about him coming to me and giving me a hug. It's just strange, and I've always had this admiration for my uncles because they served. And I remember we were at a wedding one time, and I said, "Uncle Frank, can you tell me about World War II?"
No.
He said, "Anthony, don't ever ask me about that."
None of them did.
I was stunned.
Yeah, they didn't want to talk about it. You know, I didn't get in, but had I gone in, I would not have been happy to become a paratrooper. Let me get this straight. You want me to jump out of the plane?
A perfectly good
one? I'm not thinking that's would be my top choice. Let's maybe in food service or something like
there
that.
You go.
Yeah. Let's go to Caroline. Caroline, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi. I'd like to pay tribute to my dad.
Sure. Go ahead.
He was born in 1899, immigrated to the States as a teenager by himself, was a merchant marine. However, when you're a merchant marine and the ship is required for a war, they just take it. And he served in World War I, II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War.
Wow. Wow, that's remarkable.
It is. So, anyway, he served from 1917 to 1968.
That's a long tenure as a member of the armed forces. That's very great. You must be very proud of him.
I am.
And this is what this day is about, to for us to remember the people of all the wars, all of those, even in peacetime, that wore the uniform, they were willing to sacrifice for us. It's a different world now, but one thing that is, I think, better is our regard for the armed forces.
That's true. And the only thing he ever mentioned about the war, or any of them that he was in, was that he was thrown overboard twice in World War II.
Well, for what? What was he thrown overboard for?
The ship was bombed.
Oh, the ship was. Oh, he fell overboard. Wow.
Well, he was thrown overboard. The ship was bombed, and he was thrown overboard twice. But he was a good swimmer.
I think that would be very helpful. It sounds like a remarkable story, Caroline. Thank you for sharing it with us.
You're welcome.
All of those years, thank you so much. Wow, can you imagine that? Being tenured that long in uniform, that's a great story. Let's see, how about CJ? CJ, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, CJ.
Hello.
What do you have?
Well, I've been voting since 1972.
Okay.
And I don't remember such hatred for a president, whether Democrat or Republican. We might have disagreed, but at least things got done. And if Trump is reelected, I'm pretty sure this is just going to continue because half the country despises him. It might have been interesting if the Republicans brought in an alternative candidate and maybe things would settle down.
Well, Trump right now is speaking, or at least the last 15 minutes or so, has been speaking in New York City. Now, I read a piece that said that he's the first president to attend the ceremony for Veterans Day. They were all invited. He's the first one to go. And I'm sure he knows that there's a lot of people there who don't like him. I'm sure he knows that security will be a top issue, but he's still there. And you got to give him credit. He's sticking it out, and people are trying to stick it to him. But he's got a lot done despite that, and I think that's going to pay off at the end. But right now, it's tough.
Well, we shall see. And God bless our veterans. And according to my father, the Navy had the best food.
Well, yeah, a lot of people think that, and they seem to be a very cool organization. Thank you, CJ. Thank you very much. Navy food. Yeah, we've heard, it's funny, the Army never gets a call on best food, never.
I've tried, what do they call it, MREs?
MREs.
MREs, yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, it's just the sound of them. It's not going to be gourmet restaurant.
It doesn't look too appetizing
in the Army.
Either.
Yeah, the Army has a lot to be proud of. I don't think food is one.
Yeah,
of
here,
them.
Open up this package. There's something that resembles food inside.
Yeah, just eat it. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks for the generosity of a guy named Russell Whitley, who was the high bidder at the Western New York Heroes banquet to co-host a show with me. The bid was, I think, $2,100. So that's a nice bid. They were very pleased with it, and we'll be having him on the air with me within a couple of days. We have to see how the hearings play out because we don't want him to come and just sit and listen to them. We want him to participate, and so we'll see how we're going to do that. Meanwhile, if you want to know about the next three trips for Dan Nevereth and me, they're going to be laid out at the Hilton Garden Inn on Genesee Street, 4201. That's right across from the airport. A week from tomorrow, that's November 19th, 6 p.m., we'll present our next three world trips. They're all in Viking, one ocean, two river, if I'm not mistaken. And they start on June of next year, and they end in January of 21, and they are literally world trips, and they're so exciting. When I was looking them over to see what I was going to feature in each one, there's so many, I don't know how I can get them in one commercial. Put your dreams in motion. There's going to be refreshments, too. In order to get a spot, save yourself a ticket, it's free, 1-844-688-7477. It's on our webpage as well. Let's go to, who would this be? Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello there, Frank. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just want to say, you know, happy Veterans Day to all my fellow veterans out there that served in all of the wars that they served in. And, you know, it's a day that really is special to me. And I can remember when I worked, I never got the day off. And it used to irritate me to no end because 75% of the guys that I worked with were veterans.
Yeah, it seems to me like that would be the right thing to do.
Right, and all your federal and state workers got the day off, and the schools got off, and everything else, and it just seemed to me that if you're going to have a veteran, you're going to honor your veterans. I think you should honor your veterans. Make it a day that where all your veterans get the day off.
What branch were you in, Frank?
Army.
Army. All right. You and David Bellavia in the same American Army. That's terrific.
Right. You talk about food. I mean, back then we had C rations, K rations. And I can remember 2 days out of the week, they used to take these rations that were in mothballs. Some of the stuff was really laid over from the Korean War.
Get out.
Mix it in with it. I'm not kidding you. This stuff would survive a nuclear holocaust. And they would serve this stuff twice a week in the mess hall, and the guys would flee. I mean, new stuff was going to be on the menu.
I got a text here. It says, Army food mostly sucked, but you could get an awesome omelet at breakfast.
Yes. The breakfast was, I'll tell you what, if you got on the good side of the sergeant in the mess hall, I know when I had to do KP, and I never gave the sergeant grief in the mess hall. Always buttered up to this guy. Because I knew that when I was on guard duty and I got off guard duty, I went straight to the mess hall, and he took care of me.
Oh, see, you knew how to play it. That's good. That's good.
Oh, hey, you had to play the angles. There were guys that when they went on KP, they gave the sergeant, they gave him a hard time. I don't want to do this. I says, you know what? You got to do the right thing by this guy. It's just because if you give him a hard time, he's going to stick it up. You know what?
Yeah, you're the guy who's has access to the food. You want to be friends with him. I can tell you that.
Oh, I don't care. You know, you can blow off the CO. You can blow off your company commander. But you don't blow off. You don't blow off the sergeant that's in charge of the mess hall.
Where were you serving, Frank? What area?
I'll tell you what. I was in from 66 to 69. I was in intelligence, and I served 1 month in Saigon in 1966. Then they shipped me off to Germany, and I ended up in Würzburg, Germany, in the 3rd Infantry Division, 123rd Signal Battalion. And that's where I stayed for the rest of my duration.
You and Elvis. When Elvis got drafted, they cut his hair and sent him over to Germany. So you were in good company.
And I worked 4 12-hour days and had 3 days off. But I worked in, you know, I had a top security clearance, most secret. So I worked in really, you know, in a very top secret compound. But I'll tell you what, you know, every day when I went to work, during the Second World War, the 3rd Infantry Division was one of the most decorated divisions in the war. Audie Murphy fought in that division. And when I walked down this corridor, it was called the Corridor of Honor. And every day I used to stop and I used to read the exploits of these guys that won the Medal of Honor.
When I was in Germany a couple of years ago, we went to the Audie Murphy. I'm trying to think of how I would describe it. It's a place of honor in Germany for him, and it explained what he did to earn that when he fought off all of those Germans. And when he asked for reinforcements, he didn't get them. He asked for them again, and they said, "How many are there?" He says, "Here, I'll give you the phone. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And, you know, he was not a big guy. I think he was only maybe 5'5" or 5'4".
Yeah, if you look at the movies that he made, you can tell that he was not a large guy, but he obviously had a large heart and a real dedication to what he was doing.
And he had courage beyond belief. And they were talking to him after he did the things that he did. And afterwards, he says he couldn't recall exactly what he did, because, you know, the adrenaline is flowing, and you take charge and you do what you have to do. And, you know, and I often wondered, if I was in the same situation that he was in, how would I react to what he did? You know, you often try to put yourself in certain situations, and you try to, you know, would you be able to do the same thing?
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, it is something inside you that says you got to do it, and you do it. And if you had thought about it, maybe you would have been hesitant, but hesitation is not what you want. You want to get the job done. Frank, thank you for wearing the uniform, and thank you for calling and telling us about it.
You know, and I appreciate you doing this every year, Sandy. It's really a good thing, and I really appreciate you honoring the veterans.
Well, the veterans deserve it, believe me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, wow, that's a good story. When we went to that tribute for Audie Murphy, it was in the woods, exactly where he was facing off against the Germans. They built it right there, which makes it very realistic when you're there. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.